Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open James Comey's memoir, A Higher Loyalty. Sophie, you've read this one, so I gotta ask, does he really spend the whole book defending himself? Or is there more going on?
Hey there, Sam, good to be here. Honestly, it's way more than a defense. He uses his own story to explore what ethical leadership actually means. It's part memoir, part moral compass, and he's pretty candid about his own missteps.
Okay, so where does he start? Because I feel like everyone knows the Trump part, but there's a whole life before that.
Right, he starts with his childhood in New York. His parents were pretty old school, instilling a sense of duty. But the big moment is when he and his brother get kidnapped at gunpoint as teenagers. That experience and how his family handled it shaped his whole view on courage.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's intense. So that's where he learns to stand firm in the face of danger.
Exactly. And then we follow him through his career as a prosecutor in Manhattan, then Virginia, where he takes on the Gambino crime family. And there's this incredible story from his time as Deputy Attorney General under Bush.
Oh, the hospital dash. I remember that from the news. He rushes to John Ashcroft's bedside to stop White House officials from pressuring him into reauthorizing a wiretapping program the Justice Department thought was illegal.
That's the one. And for Comey, that's the core of his thesis. Your loyalty shouldn't be to a person or a party, but to the Constitution and the law. That's the higher loyalty he's talking about.
So then he becomes FBI director in 2013, and that's where things get messy. He talks a lot about the Clinton email investigation, right?
Yeah, he spends a lot of time on it. He explains why he made the public statement about not recommending prosecution in July 2016, and then why he reopened it in October, just days before the election. He says he was trying to be transparent, but he admits it might have cost Clinton the election.
That's a tough call. And he says he regrets it now?
He does. He's pretty clear that reopening it was a mistake. But he also argues that hiding information from Congress and the public would have been worse for the FBI's credibility.
It's a no-win situation. Then Trump comes in, and Comey starts taking notes after their conversations. That's wild.
He's like, I've never felt the need to do this with Obama or Bush, but with Trump, he felt he had to. And those notes end up being crucial. Trump asks for loyalty, and he asks Comey to drop the Flynn investigation. Comey is clearly uncomfortable.
And that's what gets him fired, eventually. In May 2017, he's in LA and finds out from the news that he's been let go. That's a brutal way to find out.
Yeah, and then Trump later admits he was thinking about the Russia thing when he fired him. That's the moment the whole thing becomes a constitutional crisis.
So what's the bigger point he's making? Beyond the Trump drama, what's he trying to teach us?
He's really critical of this culture of personal loyalty in politics. He says when loyalty to a person or a party trumps loyalty to principles, that's dangerous. It's how people end up participating in wrongdoing.
So it's about the danger of blind loyalty. That's a powerful idea.
And he contrasts that with what he calls transactional leadership versus ethical leadership. Trump is the example of transactional, where everything is a deal. Ethical leaders, on the other hand, are willing to tell hard truths and surround themselves with people who challenge them.
I like that. He also talks about the importance of truth, right? That truth is objective, not just a matter of opinion.
Yes, and he's worried about the rise of alternative facts and the erosion of trust in institutions. He thinks that's a threat to democracy itself.
But he also acknowledges his own failures. He's not presenting himself as a hero.
Not at all. He's very candid about his mistakes, especially with the Clinton thing. He says he's learned a lot about humility and self-awareness. That's what makes the book feel honest.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this?
For me, it's that leadership is about making choices that define who you are. Comey says every person faces moments where they have to decide what they stand for. Those moments are the true tests of character.
That's a good way to put it. And it applies to all of us, not just FBI directors.
Exactly. And hey, If you want to dig deeper into this one or any other book, the 7-Minute Books app has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's at 7minutebooks.com/app, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. All right, Sophie, final thought?
A higher loyalty is a reminder that the most important loyalty isn't to a person or a party, but to the truth and the principles that make a free society possible. We'll see you in the next one.